Kateri gumb pa pritisnem?
Tisti, na katerem piše OF.
Stavka učiteljev in učiteljic v Mehiki in na Danskem. Pridobivanje palmovega olja na račun deževnega gozda v Sumatri se nadaljuje. Poziv Evropski komisiji k resnejšemu pristopu v boju proti pranju denarja in finančnemu kriminalu. Zmaga za Wikileaks na Islandiji. Nove smernice razvoja slovenske kinematografije strani filmske inicijative. Mehiški učitelji, nezadovoljni z reformo izobraževalnega sistema, so v sredo preplavili ulice Chilpancinga, glavnega mesta mehiške zvezne države Guerrero. Nekateri so svojo jezo znesli nad pisarnami političnih strank, ki so jih zažigali in uničevali njihovo lastnino. Protest je bil zadnji v nizu demonstracij v zadnjih tednih. Protesta proti strankam, ki so glasovali za reformo, se je v Chilpancingu udeležilo na tisoče članov učiteljskega sindikata, kmetov in študentov. Protestniki so zahtevali umik decembra sprejetega zveznega zakona, ki določa, da morajo učitelji za pridobitev službe ali napredovanje opraviti posebne teste. Sindikati reformi nasprotujejo, saj bi lahko vodila v množično odpuščanje učiteljev, mnogi pa se tudi bojijo, da bi nov zakon lahko tlakoval pot za privatizacijo izobraževalnega sistema. Protesti zaradi nezadovoljstva z omenjeno reformo sicer v Mehiki potekajo že nekaj tednov. Učitelji so dvakrat blokirali avtocesto med prestolnico Ciudad de Mexico in obmorskim letoviščem Acapulco, medtem ko so študentje v zvezni državi Michoacán blokirali dve zvezni avtocesti. Po slabih štirih tednih protestov učiteljev na Danskem želi danes vlada končati konflikt. Leta se je zaostril 2. aprila, ko so se zaprla vrata javnih šol, potem ko učiteljski ceh ni sprejel novih pogojev poslovanja. Daljši delovnik, manj časa za priprave in podobni pogoji bi po besedah učiteljskega sindikata onemogočil nivo izobraževanja, ki ga nudijo državne šole. Govorili smo z Gordonom Matsom, pogajalcem z vlado iz učiteljskega sindikata na Danskem.
First of all, this is a lockout. The employers have decided to lock out almost all the teachers. So it's not a strike, it's a lockout. And they have taken that step because we couldn't agree on a new agreement regarding working conditions for the teachers in Denmark. So the lockout started the 1st of April. And has been going on for almost 4 weeks. We have now reached the point when the government has decided to come up with a law instead of an agreement. And the law the government has come up with is altogether to give the employers their right regarding to what the negotiation was. Going on with, that's difficult to decide, but we believe that the government has given the employers all they wanted, but they have given us nothing in the law that they have presented today.
Organizacija Greenpeace je izdala poročilo z naslovom Umazan posel, v izvirniku A Dirty Business. Vzgib za omenjeno poročilo izhaja iz delovanja podjetja Darmex Argo, ki ima v Sumatri poligon za pridelovanje palmovega olja. Podjetje iz glavnega mesta v Indoneziji, Džakarte, nadaljuje z izsekavanjem deževnega gozda na Sumatri, otoku na zahodu Indonezije. Greenpeaceovo poročilo temeljito obravnava delovanje podjetja na Sumatri in opozarja na ignoranco do ekoloških mednarodnih dogovorov, ki skušajo ohraniti okoljsko dediščino planeta Zemlje. Govorili smo Susan Kruger iz organizacije Greenpeace.
Today, Greenpeace released a new report showing that a prominent member of RSPO called Duta Palma is still appears to be clearing rainforest in Sumatra. We found adjacent to a Duta Palma concession recent clearing and indications from the ground are that it's been done by the company. So we, well, stated to the RSPO that we are very disappointed with the fact that this company continues to clear and that the RSPO still has no firm position or standard to prevent the ongoing deforestation for palm oil.
This is going on for quite a long time, as I'm reading, but the companies are seemingly reluctant to react on environmental issues.
Duta Palma is a notorious company in Indonesia that has been exposed since 2007 by Greenpeace in various reports, and it continues their business as usual. And the RSPO feels the straits to take strong and firm action to prevent this ongoing deforestation.
What are the actions proposed by Greenpeace to reduce this kind of misbehavior from the multi-companies?
The RSPO should push Duta Palma out of membership, given the fact that the company has for a long time been violating the RSPO principles and criteria. And furthermore, the RSPO had today an excellent opportunity to strengthen its standards. Today they voted on a revised standard. Unfortunately, this revision has still remained weak, and companies can continue to clear forest under the RSPO guidelines. So the RSPO should strengthen its standard to ensure that no more deforestation can take place under RSPO.
Islandsko vrhovno sodišče je potrdilo sodbo okrajnega sodišča v Reykjaviku, ki je presodilo o škodo korporaciji Valtor. Valtor, sicer islandski partner Mastercarda in Vise na področju kreditnega odplačevanja, tako storitev kot dobrin, je bodisi samovoljno, bodisi po direktivi velikega drugega prenehal s procesiranjem donacij spletni organizaciji Wikileaks. Islandsko sodišče je presodilo, da je nenadna blokada finančnih transakcij v korist Wikileaksa nelegalna. Valtor bo posledično moral plačati slabih 7000 ameriških dolarjev dnevnih penalov, dokler ne bo blokada transakcij znova odprta. Nemški, irski in francoski finančni minister Wolfgang Schäuble, Michael Noonan in Pierre Moscovici so Evropsko komisijo pozvali naj opredeli ambiciozen evropski pristop v boju proti pranju denarja in finančnemu kriminalu ter zakoreni boj proti davčnim utajam. V skupnem pismu komisiji so zapisali, da je zaščita notranjega trga Evropske unije proti nezakonitim finančnim tokovom in nesodelujočim davčnim jurisdikcijam oziroma davčnim oazam osrednji cilj ekonomskih politik največjih gospodarstev močja skupne valute. Zaradi različnih finančnih mahinacij so namreč nacionalni proračuni na izgubi, ki se vrti okoli 1 milijarde evrov. Govorili smo z Richardom Murphyjem, direktorjem organizacije Tax Research UK.
Throughout Europe, governments are in a crisis because they haven't got enough money. They're looking for a solution, and at the moment they think that tackling tax havens is the way to do that, to collect some of the money that is owed to them. It won't solve all their problems. Only about 20% of tax evasion at most involves tax havens. Their solution is to demand that tax havens must give European countries information on the accounts held by European people in those places. They want it to be given automatically. This is a complete new development for most places. It is where the tax haven has to give the money to the country without the country having to ask. And it would be information on companies and trusts and individuals. If that was done, the secrecy of tax havens would be shattered. We would know who uses them. We would collect more tax. That's good news. It's vital. And I've campaigned for this for a long time. But let's also be under no illusion. It won't solve all the financial problems of European countries. Tax evasion at home has to be tackled as well.
The countries of EU yearly lose around $1 trillion to tax evasions. Can you tell me what are the basic problems to implement this campaign?
Well, the $1 trillion, as I said before, is not just to tax havens. It isn't by a long way. It's made up of $850 billion of tax evasion and €150 billion euros of tax avoidance. The tax avoidance is largely by big companies, and there the issue is tackling their use of tax havens by greater transparency. There we need country-by-country reporting of what these companies do, and we are slowly moving in that direction. The EU has just demanded that banks supply that information. That's good news. We need it for all companies. With regard to tax evasion, then what we need to know is who has got an account in a tax haven that they can benefit from. That is the fundamental important information that we must have. When a tax authority in Slovenia or anywhere else knows that a person from your country has a bank account in, for example, Jersey or in Monaco or wherever, and that they aren't declaring it for tax at home, then they have the information they need to go and ask that person, what are you doing? Please declare this. And if the person refuses to go to Jersey or Monaco or wherever and say, please, can we have the data from you, which our taxpayer is refusing to give to us? If that transparency about who has accounts where was available, we would collect vastly more tax than we do now. It may, and I'm guessing, because all of these numbers are guesses, it may raise tens of billions of euros, maybe up to 100 billion. I think that's the best we could hope for. But it's a lot of money. It would help solve some of the financial problems of Europe. But tackling domestic tax evasion is as important, if not more important.
Nadaljujemo v Španiji, kjer je stopnja brezposelnosti dosegla rekordno raven vse od leta 1976. Brezposelni predstavljajo že preko 27% vsega delovno sposobnega prebivalstva, drugače povedano, brez zaposlitve je že več kot 6 milijonov španskih državljanov. Kljub temu, da vsi strani španske vlade implementirani varčevalni ukrepi špansko ekonomijo še bolj hromijo, ter da brezposelnost še vedno narašča, čeprav počasneje, bo španski predsednik vlade Mariano Rajoy jutri predstavil nov svežen fiskalnih in varčevalnih ukrepov po diktatu Svete pajdaške trojke, ki jo sestavljajo Mednarodni denarni sklad, Evropska centralna banka in Evropska komisija. Govorili smo z Aitorjem, aktivistom španskega gibanja 15. maj, ki danes pripravlja večje proteste v španski prestolnici. Torej, kaj se bo danes dogajalo v Madridu?
In the idea, it's more or less like we were doing in the past 25th of September, which was this idea of Rodeal Congreso, and now we are doing more or less the same people, the same thing, but now it's quite organized from some several people, and I don't know if it will be as much participated as the other before, no? Anyway, always the situation is getting worse and worse, so maybe for that there will be more people participating today, no? At the same time today, it's a special day because also in Portugal, all the fellows of Quesalicia Troika, they will be also today in the streets making demonstrations, as also they will go to the parliament, no? So it will be, I hope that it will be a nice fight day, a struggle day.
Demografsko gledano je brezposelnost najvišja med mladimi, starimi med 18 in 35 let, ki znaša 53%. Glede na to, da je ne le v Španiji, ampak tudi vse južni Evropi že vrsto let v teku razgradnja socialne države, Aitor pojasni, kako to vpliva na špansko družbo in kako se velika masa brezposelnih na to odziva.
They are making or cooperatives, or they are working in black, no? They are this submerged economy, and also for the solidarity between the people and also of the families, no? The family is the most important institution now here in Spain, no? Because it's always the family who is helping other members of the family that they are suffering this crisis. So it's been very hard. You can see many people living in the streets. Also, we have this thing about the evictions here in Spain. We are having more than 400 evictions per day in Spain. It's many people that they are being excluded, no? In social exclusion. You are not having house, you are not having any work, and also you still have to pay a debt, that is illegitimate, that you don't have negotiated or whatever, no? So it's been quite difficult, no? And I don't know how we are going to finish with this. This is why we are also asking for a basic income for all the citizens, no? Unconditional here in Spain, but also in Europe, no? Because we think that this is the best policy to fight against this precarity and this dispossession, this material and rights dispossession, no?
V Izraelu je organizacija za državljanske pravice ACRI vložila pritožbo na obstoječo izraelsko zakonodajo, ki varnostnim službam omogoča, da ob vstopu tujih državljanov v državo letem pregledajo elektronski poštni predal. Vsi, ki želijo vstopiti v omenjeno državo in niso njeni državljani, morajo namreč za potrebe varnostne službe odpreti e-mail račun, če jih ta k temu pozove. Pritožbi organizacije ACRI ni bilo ugodeno. Izraelski državni tožilec Jehuda Weinstein je v obrazložitvi povedal, da tovrstna zakonodaja obstaja zaradi splošne varnosti v državi, ter da so preiskave poštnega predala v resnici izvedene zgolj v primerih, ko so prosilci za vstop vezani s kriminalno preteklostjo ter sumljivim obnašanjem. ACRI je pritožbo vložila, saj naj bi varnostne sile zakon izvajale vse povprek o prihodu oseb arabskega porekla.
We can and we will solve our problem ourselves. We know how and we will.
News from Slovenia.
Janez Janša, predsednik Slovenske demokratske stranke, je na današnji novinarski konferenci potrdil, da bo ponovno kandidiral za predsednika stranke. Po turbulentnih političnih mesecih, ki jih je Janša preživel v zadnjem času, se ljubljeni vodja z neizbežno visoko volilno podporo svojih strankarskih kolegov in novo samozavestjo vrača na politični piedestal slovenske desnice.
Ivan, dragi majer moj, bodi vidno ti z menoj, stoj mi noč in dan ob strani, komunistov me ubrani, tako na zemlji, tako v peklu, tako tu, tako tam, zdaj. Amen.
Ovsta pripravila Marko Kraševec in Luka Počivalšek.